Let's stand tonight. We're going to start the service by just taking a couple of prayer requests to before the Lord. One of them is Eric Baines. Please pray for my dear husband, Eric, is going to have heart surgery, tibulation on April 17th in RUH, Saskatoon. Pray that the surgery goes well and that Eric's heart will work fine again. Amen. Is the Lord able?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Father, as we bow our hearts before you tonight, and we feel your presence amongst us, dear Lord, we lift up our brother Eric, dear Father. Dear Lord, we pray that you would guide the physician's hands. Dear Lord, let them feel as though they're handling one of your very own, and that they would take great care, dear Father. We pray that the operation would also be successful, that there would be no issues, that he would heal quick, that your hand would be upon him and he would feel that presence, yes, even during the operation, yes, and as the healing process takes place. We know that we can ask largely of you, and we do today in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
This request is submitted by Shanda Patterson for her mother, Vivian. Vivian is in the hospital in Winnipeg and found to have a large, and I can't read the word in her aorta. It is too risky to do surgery. The goal is to keep the blood pressure down, but she struggles with anxiety. We are asking God to intervene and calm her mind and body. She is awake and comfortable. Hugh, her husband, is also very confused at this time, and he needs peace. May God be glorified through this struggle. Please pray for our whole family.
Yes.
Let's just remember Vivian and Hugh to the Lord at this time. Father, as a company of people, we stand before thee today with hearts reaching out to Hugh and Vivian. Lord, we just pray that you would just touch Vivian. Just remove this problem that's causing that's causing a problem in her aorta. And just let the peace and the love of God just, yes, calm her anxiety today. And also for Hugh, who's confused and doesn't understand really what's going on, we just pray for him, Lord, that the peace of God would just settle down upon them. We commit them and their whole family into your loving arms and care. And we ask this in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You can remain standing. We're going to sing that song that I was just played, When I Think of the Goodness of Jesus. And think of it like this: and all he has done for me, for you, me, because he loves each one of us. Think of that when you sing it. We heard so much about Christ dying for us individually. When you think of the size of the earth and the 7 billion people and how many billions have died already and passed on, and yet you, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he has done for me. Unbelievable. Just close your eyes and sing that very prayerfully. After we do that, we're going to have the offering, but maybe we'll sing that a few times and just bless the Lord tonight. Amen.
When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he has done for me,
amen. lift up your arms, lift up your arms and thank Him.
And all He has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, praise God for saving me.
You know what, we're going to sing it again, but you know, I would like all those that are 20 and younger, I want to hear you sing that, because you have got a tremendous life ahead of you. God has got such a tremendous place in His plan for you, as He's had for all of us. You sing that and thank the Lord tonight. Glory to God. 20 and younger, glory to God. Going to sing to you what the Lord has done for us. All of those over 20, we're going to sing to you younger ones and show you how thankful we are what God has done for us.
When I think of the goodness of Jesus,
sing that again, but in the meantime we're gonna have the deacons, can you all quickly just come up? We're gonna take up an offering, but we're gonna sing that while you come up and just get all prepared for gathering an offering this morning, tonight. If you can just quickly come, as many deacons, if we have to have some elders help, you elders come too. We need probably at least 12. If there's 14, that's good. Okay.
Think of the goodness of Jesus.
If we gather the offering this way, but if you want to just stay standing and let the deacons go around and gather up the offering, and we'll just keep singing. Why do we want to keep singing? Because the Lord is so good, and he only gets better. You know, we're going to find out, I think, tonight that, you know what, there's a wonderful presence of the Lord. The presence of the Lord is not just here tonight. Whenever His saints gather together, the Lord is there. And all we have to do is open up our hearts and accept Him, follow in His ways, do what His bidding is, yield ourselves to Him, and enjoy His presence. Oh, when I think of His goodness, I get excited. checks to Sharon Schools. All right, you go ahead and we're going to sing.
When I think of the goodness of Jesus,
sing it. We want to hear from you. Okay, guys, it's our turn.
When I think Jesus, and what he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, praise God for saving me.
You can be seated just for a minute. We've heard some tremendous things in the meeting so far, and you know, one of the things that I really appreciate is that the Lord is seemingly bringing the messages very, very clear. I don't have to elaborate on the fact that the clouds of darkness are rolling in at a tremendous rate. And as they've been rolling in, the Lord has been shining his light brighter and brighter on the truth. He is narrowing down that path that he wants us to walk in, and he's shining the light brighter and brighter so that we know exactly how he wants us to walk. He does not want us to be confused. He wants us to know exactly how he wants us to walk, and he's showing us. He's showing us each time I hear a message. I'm so thankful to the Lord that he is telling me how he wants me to change my life, how he wants me to walk closer with him, how he lays down exactly how he wants me to walk. Not how I want to walk, how he wants me to walk right into that perfection that he's calling us unto. I want to read just a little bit from Revelation. You know, we haven't been called to survive. We have not been called to survive. We have been called to be overcomers. And I think that sometimes we kind of lose sight of the goal that God has called us to. He's not calling us to a bronze. He's not calling us to a silver. But he's calling us to that gold medal that is available unto us as we yield ourselves to him and walk in the pattern, O saints of God. Walk in the pattern that he has laid down. Oh, glory to God. I don't want my ideas. I want to walk in the pattern that he has laid down, because that's the pattern that leads to righteousness. Oh, glory to God. Don't you?
Do you want to walk in your own ways, or do you want to walk in His ways? His ways are life. His ways are overcoming. His ways are perfection. His ways are joy. His awe that just goes on and on. So I'm going to read a little bit about overcomers. Revelations. He that hath an ear. So important, isn't it? Do we hear what the Spirit is saying? He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Not what the vessel that stands before you each and every Sunday, not from the vessel, by the vessels that stand at the camps, the Spirit, saints of God. We heard this at this camp. God sees everything. He sees everything. I want you to know this. He sees you in your perfection. He doesn't see you in your shortcomings. He is drawing you. He knows that we're imperfect. But He sees us in His completeness. That's why He can love us so much. You can't love me nearly as much as you can love Him, because you can see lots of my faults. I know I've got lots of them. But He is perfecting me. He's perfecting you, because He knows exactly what He's going to make us into if we yield to Him by His Spirit, by listening to His Spirit. To him who overcomes, I will give to eat from the tree of life. Who doesn't want life? Who's happy with sickness? Who's happy with confusion? Who's happy with unrest? They don't belong to the tree of life, which is in the midst of the garden, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give some of the hidden manna to eat. Oh, I can just taste it in my mouth. And I will give him a white stone, and on the stone a new name written, which no one knows except him who receives it. And he who overcomes and keeps my works. We heard about his works. We heard about what he expects from us. He expects our best. Our best. Our best. Young man and young woman, this is something that has been a tremendous help to me. When the children of Israel went over the... I better be careful there. I don't want to get into a sermon. When the children of Israel went into the promised land, the Lord divided a piece of property for every tribe. But there was one tribe that he said, you don't get land. Your possession is the Lord. The tribe of Levi, called to be kings and priests. That's why we're not, that we're pilgrims on this land. We don't belong to this earth. Yes, we have to function. We have to do the things that supply our families and all that. That's important too. But our heritage is the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. And because we belong to Him, He provides everything that we need. The only thing that confuses it is our wants. He who overcomes and keeps my works until the end, to him will I give power over the nations. He shall rule them with a rod of iron. They shall be dashed to pieces like the potter's vessels. As I also have received my Father, I will give him the morning star. He who hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. He who overcomes shall be clothed in white garments, and I will not blot out his name from my book of life, But I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Oh, glory to God. What a possession. He who hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. He who overcomes, I will make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go out no more. Oh, to stand in the presence of the Lord and not have to leave it. Can you imagine it? He who overcomes will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go out no more. I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the new Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God. And I will write on him my new name. He who hath an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Because he is faithful to talk to us and tell us exactly what he wants. Do we have an ear to hear? To him who overcomes. Oh, glory God. Just open up your ears and just hear this. Saints of God, if the altar opens tonight, I want you to read this, listen to this last one. To him who overcomes all of his own ideas, who overcomes the thrusts of the enemy, who lays down his life and sacrifices it to the King of Kings, to the Lord of Lords, he who says, I'm going to follow the Lamb wherever he leads, he who says, I am going to follow that light that shone upon the pathway of righteousness, to him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me, oh, glory to God, on my throne, as I also overcame. He has done it. He's already gone there. The victory has been won. We have the gold medal. Oh, I don't know how you can sit still. We have the gold medal. That's the only medal that counts. When you watch the Olympics, oh yeah, there's a bronze and a silver. It's not what they want. It's not what they practice for. It's not what they search and dedicate their life for. It's for the gold. He that overcomes gets the gold. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. And sat down with my Father on his throne. He who hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Oh, glory to God. He will not leave us wondering what to do. He will not do that. I had it on my heart. It was mentioned how valuable the intercessors are to the body of Christ. I had it on my heart to have you stand. There's a tremendous amount of needs in the body of Christ. And, you know, I would like to have you intercessors reach out to the Lord. Stand while we prepare our hearts. Just stand, please. You know who you are. The Lord has spoken to you and said that you would have a spirit of intercession, or a ministry of intercession. That ministry is able to open the portals of heaven. Do you believe that tonight? Do you believe that the portals of heaven need to be opened to minister life to his people today? You that have that ministry, reach out tonight. Maybe just for a little while. We'll see where the Lord goes. If there's a need that you have in your family, you can pray. If there's a need that you just, you know what, the Lord will put something on your heart. Just open up your heart and pray to him tonight. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Don't hesitate. Don't hesitate. God's given you that authority to cry unto him. Glory to God.
Desperately in need of the God of creation. A people who are desperately in need of the leading of your Holy Spirit. A people whose hearts are crying out to you. God, we need you more than ever. God, we need your word. We need your truth. We need your spirit. We need your life. We need your holiness, Lord. God, I pray this night you would pour your spirit out upon your church. I pray, Lord, that your life would flow into this body in a new way. I pray that your love and your spirit of compassion and understanding and forgiveness would fill us, Lord. I pray that your Holy Spirit would just possess our vessels, Lord, completely tonight. That we would yield ourselves as servants of righteousness. That we'd yield every member of our bodies as yours, Lord. That we would ask you for forgiveness. That we would ask you for strength. That we would ask you for the light and life of Christ to just fill us anew today. God, just let our hearts yield to you tonight. Let our hearts give up what we want and say, Lord, it is not what we want, but what you want, Father. We pray that you would just take control of this service, that you would take control of each life that's here tonight, And God, you would just move in a mighty way throughout your church, that your Holy Spirit would just have its way. And we just pray, God, that you would live and move in your body in a new way from this night forward, in the name of Jesus, the name that is above every name, by the power and authority of the Spirit of Christ. We just come tonight and lay ourselves before you and say, God, have us this night completely. In your name we pray, amen.
Glory to God, glory to God. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Amen, 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 amen.
And shower us with your Holy Spirit. Shower us with your Holy Spirit. Shower us with your Holy Spirit so that when we leave this place, we shall walk in newness of life, and we shall walk in your strength, and we shall walk in your power, and we can make a difference in our world. Oh, my Father, come to us, for we plead for the Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit to walk through this life and to heal what we see is out there and what we see is needed. Oh, my Father, give us the strength and give us the power that we might make a difference in our own little world. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah.
Glory to God, glory to God. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God.
Responsibilities of the church. Oh Lord, I look to them and I love them, but Lord, I see they need your help. And Father, there are us older ones that look on and we criticize and we point our fingers and we say, oh, tisk tisk, but Lord, help us to understand their battles and their cares. Help us, O Lord, not to be so much in our own ruts and so brittle and so hard, but help us to understand them. Help us to just lead them and guide them. Be with us, O Lord, each one, wherever we are, whatever our station is. Lord, help us. And be with each one of us, and that we will do what you want us to do.
Thank you, Father, that you are
an awesome God. And every bit of confidence that we have in anything, we have it in you. Father, we thank you that you are drawing us closer and closer. Father, we just ask that we would lend ourselves to you so that the vision of what you want for each one of us can become clear and focused in our hearts. Lord, even as you were faithful, we desire to be faithful to you, the Lord. We do not want to linger. We do not want to slow the process down. But with all of our hearts, we want to step in step with you. Any given moment of the day or of the night, Father, cause our hearts to be keen, cause our ears to be keen, to be in tune to what you have for us. Lord, help us not to be too weary to pray after a long day's work when our bodies are weary. Just keep our hearts close and sensitive to you, dear Lord. We pray for our young people. Lord, we don't know what they're experiencing because they hear from both worlds. But we ask that they too might be really keen, a on hearing your voice. Lord, we want to stand behind them that they will be true and faithful. They will not let the vision of the things that we are hearing here this weekend become dim. Lord, let it become stronger and stronger, even as they are in their prime, and they are your vessels that you are moving through. Dear Lord, just be with them. Just be with them. Cause their hearts to be tender before you as they spend time for you, dear Lord. We would not share them with the enemy at all, dear Lord. We want our young people sold out totally for you. Oh, Lord, we just want to bless them tonight, that they too will be strong and be willing to lay down the lives, dear Lord. Lord, truly show us what it means to lay down our lives. We have but a small sense of that. But help us, Lord, to come to the place where we will recognize everything else as nothing, but just to follow your call. And we pray that for all of us, dear Lord, that we would be willing to lay down the things that would distract us or that would in any way take away from what you are calling us onto. Have your way, dear Lord. Have your way. We pray for those who are bearing heavy, heavy loads. Lord, we think of Shanda again and the tremendous load that she's carried with her parents. Lord, you said, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. Help her to be able to find her way into that rest. For you truly are our rest at all times, dear Lord. And we just cling to you with all of our hearts. We love and appreciate what you are doing. We love and appreciate where you are taking us, O Lord. Oh, Jesus, you are so precious. You're so special in our lives. And we just want to tell you tonight that we really love and appreciate you. In Jesus' name, amen.
God, glory to God, glory to God.
Lord, that you would open our eyes, that we might see Jesus high and lifted up, and his train fills the temple. Father, give us that Saul Paul experience tonight, where our eyes are opened and where you completely reveal yourself unto us. Father, how we need to set aside the things that so easily beset us in our walk with thee. And Lord, how we need to recommit ourselves daily as you knock at our heart's door. Help us to open up unto thee. And help us to turn aside from the things that are knocking at our heart's door from the world. Those things that would deceive us. Those things, Lord, that cause us to stumble and to fall. Lord, how we need to see you. How we need to love you, Lord. How we need to be obedient unto thy call. As we heard earlier this week, Father, how we need to say, Lord, Holy Spirit, help me. Father, we pray that you will reach down in your mercy. And Lord, that you would grant each one of us the desire to see Jesus. Open our eyes, Lord, open our eyes. We have been blinded for so long and stumbled in the way many times, wanting to do our own will in our own way. And Father, we need to set that aside and take your hand and do as you bid us, Lord. Help us to yield wholly unto thee, Lord, we pray. Father, we pray for our young people tonight, Lord. As we brought them many years ago to you and dedicated them unto you, Father, our children, Lord, we want to trust you with their lives. We want to trust you with their hearts, Lord, for the many that we love so dearly, Lord, and we don't see in our midst. Father, we pray that you would put that hook in their jaw, that you would put a block in their steps, Father, and that you would turn them around and bring our prodigal children back home. Oh, Father, how we need them, Lord. How we need to walk in together in the kingdom as one body, as one family, Lord. And we don't want to see any left behind. Lord, they have been dedicated unto you. And, Father, once again, we claim that tonight, Father. We claim thy word, Lord. We claim thy love for them. And, Father, we just bring them again unto you tonight, and we say thank you, and we pray that you would help us daily to remember them. Lord, we are so grateful to you, but we realize how we need you more, Lord, and once again we ask that you would just open our eyes, that we would see Jesus.
Two of my grandchildren back in church, serving you and loving you. And I claim them for you, because we as grandparents can do that. They were dedicated to you as babies. And Lord, we just claim them. We thank you, Lord, that you have spared them, and even though they've gone astray, and that you love them, and that you long to see them where they should be. And I give you thanks that as older ones, we can claim every promise that's in the word of God, in your word, Lord. And I thank you and give you the praise this night. Thank you that I can be here and for the health you've given me, a good measure of it. And thank you, Lord, that I can intercede for those that need intercession, Lord. Yes, I thank you, Jesus, for the burden that you put on us, yes, grandmothers and older ones and whoever they are, the burdens you put on them for the loved ones, and that you hear our prayers. I give you thanks this night, O Lord.
Yes, glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Sweet will of God,
that again. You may be seated. Thanks for now. You might be back. What a powerhouse.
Amen.
By the anointing of the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
I'm so pleased the way the Holy Spirit has moved in our midst this evening already. And I don't believe that the Lord is done with what he has interested in accomplishing tonight, but just the introduction. The Holy Spirit is upon us for a reason. He wants to open prison doors. He wants to set captives free. God's intention for Israel was that they would be set free. They didn't enter into the promised land. The ones that left Egypt because of unbelief. They didn't want to talk to God. They wanted Moses to go talk to God. And they wanted Moses to come and tell them what God had said. They wanted to sit down to eat, and they wanted to rise up to play. That's the American dream. Amen? I'll tell you, God has a different plan. I kind of was thinking, I was looking forward to that dream. And then somebody taps you on the shoulder, changes direction. Here I am. Almost missed it. Tonight, the Battleford trains. Anybody know about them? They're long and slow. That would have been a pretty solid excuse tonight. Happened to us yesterday too. So we wanted to skirt around, so we drove all the way to Battleford and came around, and that's how desperate we were yesterday because it wasn't my time. But here I am. I'd like to turn to the Word of God. Matthew 22. I'd like to welcome all those that are online streaming. We hope you're able to make it in person.
Yes.
At camp.
Yes.
We'd like to hear your intercessions.
Yes.
We'd like to hear your prophecies. There's nothing like being here, but there's nothing like being able to be a part of us the way that technology has allowed us to be. We are enjoying technology. Brother Andy has meetings with the Filipinos. How often?
Every Monday.
We're hoping that we can do that with many other groups, God's people all over the earth. All over the earth, the Spirit is moving. Amen? Matthew 22. Verse 1, Jesus spake unto them a parable and said, The kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king which made a marriage for his son. Sent forth his servants to call them and were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. And again he sent forth other servants, saying, Tell them which were bidden, Behold, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready. come unto the marriage. But they made a light of it and went their way, one to his farm, another to his merchandise. And the remnant took his servants and entreated them spitefully and slew them. But when the king heard thereof, he was wroth, and he sent forth his armies, and he destroyed those murderers and burned up their cities. Then said he to his servants, the wedding is ready, but they which were bidden were not worthy. Go ye therefore into the highways, and as many as you shall find, bid to the marriage. So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all as many as they found, both bad and good. And the wedding was furnished with guests. And when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there was a man which had not on a wedding garment. And he said unto him, Friend, how comest thou in hither not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Then said the king to the servants, Bind him hand and foot, take him away, and cast him into outer darkness, and there shall be gnashing of teeth, a weeping and gnashing of teeth. Many are called, but few are chosen. I think evangelists really like this portion of Scripture because it gives entrance to the highways and byways, all that are on the street, including me. There was a day when I was on the corner of Portage and Main asking for spare change. And so I know a little bit about being on a street a little bit. And there was nothing like the day that I knelt down at my bed and asked Jesus to come into my heart and life. All things became new. You know, and that thing that we've been talking, we've been hearing about at this feast is how quickly salvation was a tremendous joy. The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy. One of the attributes of the kingdom of God is joy, and God's people should have some joy. And I had some joy. You know, I had peace. I had peace that I'd never had before in my life. It was instant. I didn't even know the prize that I had. I didn't know how simple it could be to just ask Jesus to come into my heart and life. What a prize. He says he's never going to leave us nor forsake us. He's always there when things go wrong. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. That's a confidence that I have in my heart and life. He will never leave me. He will never leave you. Amen. I wondered about this parable. Jesus spoke in parables. I love them. I love parables. Because there so often he talks about the kingdom of God is likened unto. You know, so many people stop at salvation, the gospel of salvation. I got salvation the day I accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. I got salvation that day. But I was a long ways from the kingdom of God. We've heard this weekend that God is interested in transformation. Yeah. Transformation takes time. takes obedience. We've got to dedicate. I can tell you one thing. The flesh will not inherit the kingdom. And there's a lot of flesh in us. We love the flesh. Believe it or not, if we were to be honest with ourselves, we love the flesh. The key is to walking in the Spirit. It says if we walk in the Spirit, we won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. So this king had made a lot of preparation. The preparation was going on when the highways and byways knew nothing about it. The king was preparing a wedding. No one knew. We didn't know. Weddings happen after there's been some relationship, dating. You've been dating. That's when you think about weddings, when you get to know somebody somewhat. You'll get to know the person more when you get married. You see, young people, some people can relate to this. The Father here is God. The Son getting married is Jesus. Those that were called first were God's chosen people, Israel. They were invited to this wedding. The ones on the highways and byways, those were the Gentiles. And by a percentage basis, that would be most of us. Brother Paul says, I had the song, When You Think of the Goodness of Jesus. Jesus made a way for the Gentiles. He went to the house of Israel, to the lost house of Israel. Paul was the apostle to the Gentiles. So many of us Gentiles were not invited to this wedding. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he has done for me. The ones that were invited seemed to be tied up with affairs such as farming, retail, and other business ventures. No time. There's going to be a wedding, saints of God. There's going to be a wedding. With or without us. There will be a wedding. God has made it that way. There's going to be a wedding. We have to make decisions. Some of the decisions we'll make tonight. How we want to run our life. How will we move forward? How busy are we going to be? It's easy to be busy. I'm sure each one of us here have many things to do this weekend. But you made the right choice. I wondered about the third group that killed the messengers. Scriptures talks about them killing the the apostles, prophets. Those are God's messengers on this earth. I was thinking today that it would have been nice to be born in the year 00 when Jesus was born, and you know, kind of see him growing up. I'd be dead by now. You know, about 1948. Wouldn't it have been nice to have been there in that room? And then I go to Israel and I see people kissing a stone, you know, where some big event happened. I have no interest in that. Not a contamination problem. It's a mindset. I like today. I like today. I'm excited. I might not look like it, but I'm excited. My wife told me don't get excited. And as you know, I'm very obedient. So, Matthew 23, verse 34 says, Wherefore, behold, I send unto you prophets and wise men and scribes, and some of them you shall kill, and some of them shall ye scourge in your synagogues and persecute them from city to city, that upon you may come all the righteous blood shed upon the earth, from the blood of righteous Abel unto the blood of Zacharias, son of Barachias, whom ye slew between the temple and the altar. Verily I say unto you, all these things shall come upon this generation. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathers her chickens under her wings, and you would not. So some messengers got killed at the wedding call. This is a parable. This is what's going to happen. The kingdom of God is like this. Are we entering the kingdom? So it's a matter of who will attend this wedding. It's interesting that he says, I guess I should say this, that the thing that really drew my, or got my attention on this whole message, or this parable, was the fact that there was a person that came that had the wrong clothes. And I was quite interested in that, because there's a wedding happening. Some people were too busy to come. And then there was people that did come, the highways and byways. And then one of them didn't have the right clothing on. And I thought, well, you know, like, was there a Walmart? Like, did this guy have any time to get clothing? So I was curious, because as a Gentile, I'm the second call. I'm able to attend this wedding, but if I don't have the right clothing on, I might miss it. So Even though I'm not too busy, I'm here. But if I don't have the right clothing on, could be problematic. And the king inspected. The king was there. He inspected. What kind of clothes were these? Where would this man get them from? After all, he'd been called unexpectedly. We are all called from the highways and byways. They were likely some on their way somewhere else at the time. Remember, the dinner was already ready. Doesn't seem like there was a lot of time to go shopping. Pondering this point, I emailed a rabbi. By the way, thank you for praying for me. Or for us that were in Africa. While I was in Africa, due to technology, internet, doesn't care where you are. As long as you got Wi-Fi, you're good to go. I emailed a rabbi, and I said, I'm interested to know the royal wedding clothes, such as indicated in Matthew 22. Would they be supplied by the visitors, or were they expected to go out and buy their own? Rabbi's reply, the question is not understood. In this framework, I'm going to probably make a real mess of this word. In this framework, we answer halakhic questions. Is that okay? Any corrections on that one? If you have a halakhic question, you are invited to ask. Okay, hopefully I can clarify. When there's a wedding in a royal family, okay, the reason he couldn't get this is because I was in Matthew 22. You see? We've jumped that. We've jumped into the New Testament. And so, I got Matthew 22 out of there, and I said, there's a royal wedding happening, and who's going to supply the clothes? And he says, when there's a wedding in a royal family, oh yeah, that's me saying that. Where do the wedding garments come from for the guests? He replies, the queen finances them. So then I went to Revelations chapter 19, verse 7 to 9. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him. For the marriage of the Lamb is come. This is in Revelations. The marriage of the Lamb is come. And his wife made herself ready. Who is that? And her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen. The bride is going to be arrayed in fine linen. Clean and white. Is that what we've been talking about here? Is this what this feast is all about? Preparing ourselves to become clean and white. For the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. And he said unto me, right blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said unto me, these sayings are true sayings of God. This scripture caused me to realize the types of clothing that I needed to put on. I needed to be arrayed with fine linen and with righteousness. Where will we find these clothes? Led me into this scripture in Isaiah 64, 5 to 6. But we are all as unclean thing, as an unclean thing. We are all as an unclean thing. Is there anyone in here not clean or clean? We are all unclean according to this. All is all. And all our righteousness are as filthy rags. And we do all fade as a leaf. And our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. So that's what clothing we have as street people. This is what all the that's what every single person that has been born after Adam has this issue. Being unclean. We're all in the same boat. This indicates the experience that happened in the very beginning when God made both Adam and Eve in a perfect place. A place of peace, a place of fullness, of joy, a place of righteousness. Basically, this is what the kingdom of God is like. Can you imagine? I've heard multiple people say, you know, if only Adam and Eve hadn't sinned, you know, things would be good. God had a plan. Amen? And God still has a plan. And God is still on plan A. He's never converted to plan B. He's on plan A. There is no plan B with God. Or else he is not the one that knows the end from the beginning. Before you were ever created, he knew you. He knew your circumstances this very moment. He knows everything about you. And we've heard that this weekend, that you cannot hide from God. How do we get busy? Well, you start. There's lots of things. There's lots and lots of distractions in this life to keep us busy, to keep us away from here. And the enemy of our soul, he's an absolute artist. He doesn't come with blaring guns he doesn't make it look like as if he's really attacking. He just asks you a simple question. Did God really say? Did the elders say? They're not with it. That's old-fashioned. I'll tell you, there's nothing old-fashioned. I'm going to wrap this up very, very quickly here. Adam and Eve, when they had sinned, they wanted to hide. And if there's an altar call this evening, God knows exactly what's going on in your life. The very same things that happened back there are still happening today. The first thing that Adam and Eve did is they found out that they were naked, and they pulled a leaf off of a tree and sewed it around themselves, and now they were covered in their opinion, and they were no longer naked. But when God came to inspect, first of all, they didn't even want to talk to God. They had no interest in talking to God. They were scared of God. And that's what's going to happen when you begin to fall into sin. The first thing you want to do is disappear. You want to hide from God. And when God came to inspect, he didn't condemn them. Why is it that humanity always wants what they can't have? Everything was within them, within their power to have, except this one tree, and that's what they wanted. And I figured that out, that if I ever want to sell something, I tell people they can't have it. I've told you that story before. There's only one bent hot water tank that has a $5 discount. That's the one they want. God came to inspect, and they had covered themselves with leaves. What was going to happen with that leaf? What happens when you take a leaf? I literally did this one Sunday. While we were in church service, I went to outside and I cut a branch off of my tree without my wife's permission. And I brought it in and I says, "Okay, saints, how's that tree looking? This branch looks good, doesn't it?" "Absolutely. There's no difference from the moment I cut it. It looks exactly the same. But I'll tell you, it's a matter of time." I left it there for 3 Sundays. "How are we doing?" "Well, first Sunday, a little bit droopy. You know, next Sunday, changing colors." And that's exactly what happened to Adam and Eve's clothing. See, we're talking about being clothed with linen. We're talking about the righteousness of God. We're talking about what kind of clothing do we have. And so, when God came to inspect, he says, that is not going to cut it. And what did he do? He covered them with skin. He went and there was an animal that had to give its life so that they could be properly clothed. And the scripture says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. And when Jesus came on board, he was in the shadows for multiple years. Probably 30 years of his life, he was in the shadows. John had all the disciples. He was the man. But when John saw Jesus, he said, "Behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the whole world." Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. "Behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sin." He is the one that will give you the righteousness you need. We sing that song, "He is all my righteousness. I stand complete in him and worship him." Amen. Oh, saints of God, tonight I call you to the cross of Calvary. To take off your garments, to take off the leaf, to come boldly and say, "I've been hiding from you, God, and I no longer want to hide from you. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed." You are all looking for righteousness. You're all looking for peace. You're all looking for joy. What you want is what Jesus comes to offer you. So without a lot of more talk, let us sing that song, "Just As I Am, I Come." You don't have to try and be good. We've already established there's no good. I'm no good. This weekend has been all about telling us we're no good. But there's one living inside of you that is good. And he will transform you from the inside out. All glory to God. Brother Terry, would you like to come up?
"Just as I am, Without one plea, O Lamb of God, I come to thee. Fightings and fears within and without, but O Lamb of God, I come. As the altar is open tonight, we'd like for you to come. If you have a need in your body, your soul, your spirit, come just as you are. There's nothing you can do to prepare yourself for this, but to answer the call that has gone forth tonight. For it is wedding time, hallelujah. It's Amen. The time of the ingathering. And we want you to come and stand before God. Hallelujah, give him your life. Maybe you need to give him your life anew. I was mentioning something to the brethren before we met, something I had just read, and that was concerning the crucifixion of Christ. An interesting part of it that is seldom mentioned was there were two thieves who were crucified together with him. And both of them were absolutely guilty. But one of them, on the cross, his eyes were opened and his understanding was enlarged. And the King James Version says, "But this man has done nothing wrong." And he said to Jesus, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus said unto him, "Verily I say unto you, today shalt thou be with me in paradise." Hallelujah. The Aramaic, I read a translation, one of the translations from the Aramaic recently, and it worded a bit differently, but it sticks with me. And it says something like this concerning the thief who was calling unto Jesus from the cross. And he said to him, "Lord, when you come into the power of your kingdom, remember me and make me whole again." He said, "Put me back together again." And Jesus looked on him and said, "Verily I say, today you shall be with me in paradise." I was thinking, that's powerful. Put me back together again. And that's what he's doing. That's what he's all about. As we sing, "Just as I am, just as you are." He, when you come to him, he will put you back together again.
Amen.
Your whole life could be upside down, inside out, criss and cross. But when you come to him, hallelujah, he will put you back together again and he will make you whole. He's been doing it for 2,000 years and he's still doing it tonight. Amen. So if you have never given your heart to Jesus, do so tonight. Come to the altar and we will pray for you. If you've wandered away or wandered afar off, grown a little cold and indifferent in your experience, your cry is the same. Put me back together again, Lord. Just put me back together again. And that should be the cry of every heart in this place tonight. Put me back together again, Lord. Just as I am, without one plea, O Lamb of God, I come to thee. The anointing is here. The Savior is here to save sins from your sins. He is your healer. He's restorer. He's the mighty baptizer in the Holy Ghost and fire. And he's here tonight to put us all back together again, just as I am.
Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me.
He will put you back together again. Whatever is disturbing your life tonight, come and bring it to the altar. He is here to meet you. He is here to wrap his loving arms around about you and give you peace. You may have walked with God for many years. There are people standing here who have known him from before you were born, many of you. And yet they feel that need to really be put back together again by the power of the Holy Ghost, that they might be all that he has called them to be. And you also tonight, sing it again, just as I am, though tossed about. Many a conflict, many a doubt, fightings and fears within and without. Oh, Lamb of God, I come. Won't you tonight?
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Just as I am, though tossed about with many a conflict, many a doubt, fighting and fear within, without. Please come. Could the intercessors continue their prayers this evening? That every need will be met in the presence of Jesus. Hallelujah. Could come as well. Pray for the people, please. Maybe there's some that have the gift and song that could come up here and sing. Prayer warriors, you just pray from where you are. If you have been prophesied over for the gift of faith, let the prayer of faith be right where you are. Enter into your gifts. Discernment is necessary. Faith is necessary. Healing is necessary. Evangelism is necessary. Intercession is necessary. Let the Holy Spirit just cause us to be one body.
No spectators. Everybody working hard, working in their ministry, that the body might be healed. All glory to God, that we might have the righteousness of God. We might be clothed in His righteousness. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All at the peace of God, pass all understandings, rest upon you.
Just as I am without one plea, but that blood was shed for me, and that thou bid me come to
but I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to thee. Draw me near, nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Consecrate me now to thy service, Lord, by the power of grace divine. Let my soul look up with a steadfast hope, and my will be lost in thine. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Oh, the pure light of a single hour that before throne I come, and with kneeling prayer and with thee, my God, I commune as friend with friend. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to the cross where thou. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, in thy precious bleeding side. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to the cross where thou. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side.
Amen. God. Just continue to be sincere before the throne of God. Scripture says when one member suffers, we all suffer. And if your brother is hurting, we are hurting. May the Spirit of the Lord just continue to minister. It may be your prayer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Spirit of the living God.
She came in fear and trembling before him. She knew her Lord had come. She
the hem of his garment. get the young people up here that know that song well and just come and sing together, please. Should stay standing here, don't you think?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Wonderful to have this group. And it's what we saw here was the manifestation of the love of God.
Yes.
These people that are praying for you, they love you probably as much, if not more, than your parents do. We love this family of God, don't we?
Amen.
We love this family of God. Those that have been prayed for, don't think that this is just an emotional situation. This is a lifelong beginning.
Amen.
I actually like this slogan. This is the first day of the rest of your life.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You know, if you live that way, you'll have no condemnation. You'll have no bad memories. You leave it at the cross. You leave everything at the cross. You leave your burdens there. You leave all those bondages there that have been holding you down for so long. I'd like to ask Brother Andy to come up and pray. There's those that are on live stream that likely have just as many needs as we do. And so Brother Andy's going to pray for them. Yeah.
There are about as many people on live stream watching the meeting live as they are in the room. So the congregation doubles if you count live stream. And then tomorrow and the days following, there'll be more people that will watch the meeting tonight. And I want to say to our brothers and sisters that are watching on live stream and watching this later, the Holy Spirit moved tonight in a wonderful way, and the Lord wants to move on behalf of you as well. The Lord is not bound by time or geography, and the Lord is there to meet your needs as well, those that are listening out there. The Bible says, "Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come, buy and eat. Yes, come and buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good, and let your soul delight itself in abundance. Incline your ear and come to me here, and your soul shall live." So I'm going to say a prayer tonight. When I finish the prayer, I'm going to ask that our young people sing that song, the same song again. Heavenly Father, tonight, on behalf of our brothers and sisters and those that are watching on live stream and on the internet tonight live, and those that watch it later, those that have needs, we take this moment to remember them. There are some that maybe literally don't know you, that want to give their heart to you, that want to have their name written down in the book of life. This Amen. Is their moment. This is their hour. This is their time. Yes. There are others that are recommitting their lives and see a need, that there are things in their life they have not been able to change. And as we have heard, it only comes by the changing power of the Holy Spirit. We pray for those that have various addictions, that need changes, that need a change in their very nature. We pray for those that need to put on the wedding garments that are supplied by the King and not our old clothes. Tonight, my Father, we pray for those that are listening and those that need a touch on their body, those that need a touch upon their soul, those that need a touch upon their spirit. We pray that you bless and anoint them and keep them. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
You are beautiful.
Beyond description, dear marvelous moments, dear wonderful for comprehension, like nothing ever seen or heard. Who can grasp your infinite wisdom? Who can fathom the depths of your love? You are beautiful beyond description, majesty enthroned above. And
Heavenly Father, Lord God, we come before you. We thank you for the fresh anointing from your Holy Spirit this evening. Lord, I reminisce tonight of when I was 14 years old and stood here for the first time in this move of the Spirit. And I just could not help but but praise your name. And it just flowed and flowed for months and months, Lord God. Lord, in the cry of my heart tonight, Lord, was that you light that flame and make it anew, God, in my heart. Lord, so I pray that for my brothers and sisters here, my brothers and sisters on live stream and on the internet all over the world, oh God. Lord, fan that flame in our hearts, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, help us to be serious, oh Lord, in this walk that you have for us. Help us not to take it for granted, oh God, the calling you have on our life. And Lord, we just thank you tonight for your holy anointing. Lord, it breaks all the yokes of bondage. Lord, we know that your burden is light, oh God. And your peace and your love has flowed in this place this evening, oh God. May it just flow out from this place, Lord, all the world. And Lord, may it flow to us tonight as we go and rest, oh Lord. May the rest of this camp, Lord, just be anointed. Lord, let all things be done decently and in order. And all the things that we talk about, Lord, may they just be honoring unto you, oh God. Lord, we love you. And we thank you, Lord, for lighting that flame again, Lord. And we just ask you to just continue to ignite our hearts, oh Lord, and fan that flame, Lord, so that we can reach out to others, Lord. We love you and we praise you and we thank you for your anointing. In Jesus' holy name, amen.
Amen. You're dismissed. Or is there any announcements, I guess? Is there any announcements?